Good afternoon, sir. It's nice to see you again. Have you been working on the relaxation exercises I gave you? Excellent. And have they helped you with your craving for cigarettes? No? Well, that's not too surprising. Most patients don't experience a reduction in cravings until after the first hypnosis session. But learning to relax will be essential if you want to get the most out of this treatment. Why don't you just lay back on that lounge chair over there while we talk about your treatment? That's right. You just lay back and relax. Getting comfortable now will help to ease you into a trance when I begin the induction in a few minutes. There you go. Comfortable? Very good. Now, just for review, you are seeking treatment for smoking cessation, correct? Good. And I have your consent to hypnotize you? Very good. I always like to get a patient's consent one last time before we actually begin the induction. I've studied your suggestibility profile thoroughly, and it appears that you have some unique behavior motivations. It seems that the same part of your mind that controls your desire to smoke is strongly tied to the part of your mind responsible for sexual arousal, which means that I need to ask you a very personal question about your sex life. Would that be okay? I'm sorry to have to do this, but do you have sex very often? No? When was the last time you had sex? Oh, wow. That was such a long time ago. But that would explain why you've had such a hard time giving up cigarettes. You see, because you don't experience physical sexual arousal very often, this part of your mind doesn't receive stimulation like it would if you were having sex regularly. The rush you get from smoking does stimulate this part of your mind and therefore makes you crave cigarettes. I believe that if we were able to trick your mind into feeling sexual arousal, we might be able to alleviate your craving to smoke. Through hypnosis, I should be able to train your mind to experience intense sexual arousal whenever you think about smoking. Your mind will think you are having sex, and you'll completely forget about picking up a cigarette. Does that sound like something you would be comfortable with? Excellent. I've also reviewed your psychological profile to gain some insight into what you find sexually arousing. That information will be very helpful in retraining your brain. Now, if you are ready, we can begin the induction. Usually, I would ask you to close your eyes and focus on your breathing. But instead, I want you to look at me. As I sit here next to you, while you lay back relaxed in the lounge chair, I want you to notice my appearance. Have you noticed that I am a very attractive woman? In fact, I'm beautiful, aren't I? That's probably the reason that you chose me to be your hypnotherapist. I've got a lovely smile and crystal clear blue eyes, a beautiful face, and silky chestnut hair. You need a beautiful woman to manipulate your mind. Isn't that right? No man could motivate you to quit smoking as easily as I can. A woman like me, with perfect skin and a shapely body, I can make you do whatever I want. The more you look at me, the more you realize just how sexy I am. Just looking at me is making you aroused. Do you feel that heat growing between your legs? That's because your body is responding to my words. I'm making you sexually aroused. And you like to be aroused, don't you, sweetie? I wonder what else arouses you. Is it my long, smooth legs? Or maybe it's these full lips that you can't take your eyes off? No. I think what really arouses you is the way my blouse is pulled tight across my big breasts. You're a breast man, aren't you? Don't be ashamed. I like men who like big breasts. They're so easy for me to control. I saw you staring at my chest the last time you were here. You couldn't take your eyes off my blouse. I knew you were the perfect type of man for sexual arousal therapy. Why don't you take your eyes off my lips for a moment and watch while I unbutton the top of my blouse? That's right. Look here as I undo the next button so that you can see my cleavage come into view. Keep your focus on my deep cleavage and the pleasing shape of my breasts. You like my big tits, don't you? I can tell. I can always tell when a man likes my tits. I'm used to the attention. My tits have always been large, even when I was in high school, and they grew bigger and fuller the older I got. A few years ago, I had to have a breast reduction and a breast lift. But even after the surgery, they were still gigantic. But now they're perky and so much fuller than before. And they are absolutely gorgeous. Would you like to see more of them? Then just keep watching. Be a good boy and focus on my tits while I undo the last few buttons and let my blouse slip away. There. Now I'll unhook my bra for you. Do you like my bra? It's a nice black lacy bra, isn't it? Black lace over beige cups. Do you want to know what size my bra is? I need to tell you because it would help you to remember. For therapy purposes, you understand. It's a size 42D cup. Let me unhook it. Sometimes these hooks are tricky. There you go. My big, beautiful tits in all their glory. A special treat for your eyes to behold. A gift from me to a special good boy. Do you see how perfectly they're shaped? Big and round with sensitive pink nipples. And I love to have them sucked and lipped. Think about how it would feel to taste my big, beautiful tits. I bet you're wondering what it would feel like to have my tits wrapped around the shaft of your hard erection. That's what you want, isn't it? To have me fuck your penis with my perfect tits? I bet you would love that. But it would never work. My breasts are just too big. You would need a really big penis to fuck my enormous tits. Unless your penis is as big around as a beer can and at least 10 inches long, my tits would just swallow you up. Your poor little dick would be lost, crushed between my beautiful tits. But maybe you would like that after all. It's not such a bad thing to imagine, is it? My big, soft tits being pressed together around your throbbing, hard penis. My hands pressing my tits together and stroking them up and down the length of your shaft. Just the idea of that makes you throb with arousal. And when your cock is that hard, you don't even want to smoke. Isn't that right? Whenever you get a craving for a cigarette, I want you to imagine me between your legs with my big, full tits, so close to your hard, aching cock. Imagine me moving towards you and feel your dick slide between them. Is that image making you hard right now? Why don't I just move over here and sit on that lounge chair with you? I'll sit here at your side and unbuckle your belt. You don't mind, do you? And you won't mind if I unbutton your pants and slide the zipper down, will you? You'll let me do whatever I want. And right now, I want to see how hard your penis is. This treatment won't work if you're not throbbing hard and aching to ejaculate. Let me just pull down your pants and see your erection. That's right. Lift up your hips. That's a good boy. Ah, there's your penis. It's getting hard, isn't it? But I can make it even harder. I know I can. And you do want me to make you hard, don't you? You want me to arouse you because you don't want to smoke anymore. And the harder I make you, the less and less you will want to smoke. And I want you to look at my lips again. Look at how they move as I speak to you. They are so full and sexy. Do you like my red lipstick? The more you look at these lips, the more you wonder what they would feel like on your skin. How they would feel if I pressed them against your mouth with a deep, sensual kiss. And how my delicate tongue would feel if I kissed you again and slide into your mouth. Don't my lips feel soft and luscious? Does my kiss make your penis throb even harder? If you think my kiss feels good on your mouth, you're going to love the way it feels when I kiss you on the tip of your hard, throbbing cock. And the way my tongue feels as I lick the head in circles, moving around and around and making you squirm with pleasure. Do you want to get harder for me? Do you want me to drive you wild with my mouth? I'm going to build so much arousal in your hard cock that you'll never want to smoke another cigarette again. Focus on the sexual pleasure. Focus on the arousal flowing through your cock and balls as I suck you into my mouth and massage your cock with my tongue. How does that feel? You're not thinking about smoking, are you? You don't even want to think about anything else about watching, except watching my pouty lips and velvet tongue move up and down the shaft of your cock. Remember how this feels next time you crave a cigarette. Remember how wet and warm my mouth feels wrapped around your aching shaft. Remember how it feels when my tongue swirls around. The heat when my lips come to the top. And how I pause to lovingly tease the head of your cock with gentle strokes of my tongue. I don't want you to smoke anymore. I just want you to be hard and throbbing for me. I want to worship this beautiful cock. And give you deep sexual pleasure. The more I suck you, the less you want to smoke. the harder I suck you, the more you want to feel the pleasure and nothing else. Oh, baby, you are being such a good boy for me. Your cock is throbbing in my mouth, and I know you're desperate to ejaculate your semen. I want you to enjoy these sensations. Remember to think back to this moment the next time you feel like smoking. I'm going to keep sucking you as long as it takes to make you ejaculate. Because when you come for me, your mind will make a promise to your body that you'll never smoke another cigarette again. That promise is the price for coming in my mouth. And I do want you to come for me. I want so desperately for you to come inside my hungry little mouth. I want to taste your cum. I want to tease it all out of your cock. I want to swallow down every last drop until these swollen balls are completely empty. Reach down now and take my big tits in your hands. Feel my nipples growing hard against your palms. It feels so good when you caress my tits. Your gentle touch makes me want to suck you even harder. Now come for me, baby. Come into my mouth. I know how much you want this. I know that you need to come. Cock is aching and your ball of our heavy and so full. Come for me. And lo, that sweet cum between my lips. Splash me. They're singing all over my loving tongue. That's it, baby. I can taste your pre-cum. Come for me. Come for me now. Oh, you came so much. There's so much cum. felt so good, didn't it, baby? You needed that so badly. The deep sexual arousal I created in your mind will keep you from acting on your urges to smoke. From now on, whenever you feel like you want a cigarette, you will replay this in your mind. You will feel my lips wrap around your cock and suck out all of your cum. You will let your mind take you on this ride over and over again until the cravings die away. And if you ever feel the cravings are returning or getting too strong, you will call my office, make an appointment, and come back to see me. Then I will take you back into a trance, and I will suck your cock, and I'll remind you why it is that you don't want to smoke anymore. I'm here to improve your health. I care about my patients, and I will do anything to help them be as healthy and happy as possible. Now I'm going to lay down next to you, and I want you to lower your head and suck on my big tits. I want you to taste my nipples and caress them with your tongue. I'm going to continue to massage your softening cock and empty balls with my hands until you get nice and hard for me again. I'm going to keep you deep in a trance, and when your cock is hard and these balls are full, I'm going to suck you off again and program your mind to remember the sensation I'm creating with my mouth. That's a good boy. Keep sucking my beautiful tits and let your mind wander in this deep hypnotic state.